Hey y'all, it's Captain Tim with Tideline Charters out of Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina in southern Brunswick County. We hope everybody had a happy New Year and good Christmas holiday and is able to get back out on the water to enjoy some of this pretty weather we've been having. Things have definitely looked up. Last couple weeks was brutally cold, really windy. We're back into our normal eastern North Carolina winter, which is super mild, 50, 60 degrees, a lot of sun, and the fish have definitely been cooperating as of late. As we talked about the last report, fish have moved shallow and they're staying a little bit more consistent. So if you're able to get off the beaten path a little bit and find some of these areas where these fish are staging, it should stay pretty consistent for you through the winter. The speckled trout fishing for us has been quite a bit slower than, our late fall bite. We're really focusing on the redfish at this point. So, in keeping with the theme of staying shallow, a lot of our fish are holding in the backs of a lot of the smaller feeder creeks off of some of the main channels that we would normally fish. A lot of them are kind of seeking refuge in some of these little deeper holes that are off of some of the areas, sand flats that we're fishing. When they do get out on the flats, they are spooky. They're a little bit tougher to catch. If you're not in a poling situation, where you're able to stay really stealthy and take shots at these singles and doubles as they're cruising across the sand, they're a little bit easier for us to target when they kind of settle into those holes. We can stay off of them a little bit, and then we have a variety of different, ways that we want to target them. For someone maybe with a little less experience, in that kind of situation, a mud minnow on an 8-ounce jig head is killer right now. As are, smaller Voodoo and DOA shrimp fish the same way, really tight to the bottom, moving really slowly. These fish are rather eager to eat when they're presented with bait. It's just a matter of finding them and getting to them. And most of this is happening within an hour or two either side of the dead low tide. So, over the next couple days, the weather looks like it's going to stay about the same. If you are able to get out and target this tide, it's at a good time in the middle of the day. And are able to get out there, the redfish are biting really, really well. We've actually kind of switched gears just a little bit with really light winds, and we've targeted some of the nearshore wrecks in the 3 to 5 mile range. They're holding good numbers of gray trout and actually some keeper black sea bass as well. So if the tides don't work out in your favor and the ocean is slick enough for you to get out there even in a smaller boat, that's definitely a good plan B. So, one way or another, get out there, catch some fish, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks.